Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. China's defense minister is warning other countries to, in his words, mind their own business after a Chinese warship came close to colliding this weekend with a U.S. warship in the Taiwan Strait. NPR's Emily Fang reports.
China's Minister Li Shengfu gave a speech in Singapore on Sunday loaded with thinly veiled barbs against the U.S. Li sidestepped when asked about the encounter, as well as a previous close pass a Chinese fighter plane made in front of a U.S. surveillance plane last month. He criticized, quote, some countries of sailing or flying through international space to surveil or provoke China. The two Canadian and American ships were transiting through international waters on Saturday at the same time that U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was delivering a speech rebuking China for cutting off dialogue between the two militaries. Emily Fang, NPR News, Singapore.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is pledging to punish anyone found responsible for one of India's deadliest rail accidents in decades. Friday night's derailment killed at least 275 people and injured hundreds. Modi visited the crash site in eastern India yesterday. Rescuers and family members of the missing are searching the wreckage today. Heavy rain and cooler temperatures have helped to contain wildfires near the Canadian city of Halifax, and Dan Karpinchuk reports that the premier of the province says the number of fires has declined from 10 to 5.
At an afternoon briefing, Premier Tim Houston said looking outside, he can see rain, beautiful rain, and hopefully lots of it. Military personnel had also arrived to assess the situation. It's the first time Army personnel in Atlantic Canada have been deployed to respond to a wildfire. Usually it's floods and winter storms. Officials say the fire near Halifax is now more than 85% contained, adding that the fire is no longer likely to spread. However, another fire in the southwestern part of the province and the largest recorded in Nova Scotia's history remains out of control, and at least 50 homes and cottages destroyed. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Close to 200 United Methodist congregations in western Ohio have voted to leave the church. It's part of a larger nationwide schism over disagreements on gay marriage and LGBTQ plus ordainment. From member station WYSO in Dayton, Chris Welter reports.
Some of the disaffiliating churches will form a new denomination called the Global Methodist Church. Others will become independent. Church officials say the status of gay marriage and LGBTQ plus ordainment in the church might change in 2024. And around 15% of United Methodist congregations nationally are expected to disaffiliate by the end of 2023.
The debt ceiling bill worked out between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is now law. The president signed the legislation at the White House this weekend. And from Washington, this is NPR News. Officials in the Ukrainian city of Dnipro are blaming Russia for a missile attack that injured more than 20 people. The regional governor says a 2-year-old girl was killed and that 5 of the injured are children, with 3 of them in serious condition. Separately, explosions are being reported in the capital today. Russia has stepped up regular attacks on Kyiv ahead of a widely anticipated Ukrainian counteroffensive. This weekend across the United States, calls for tighter restrictions on firearms and remembrances of those who have been killed by guns are marking Wear Orange Weekend. Brian Bull of member station KLCC in Eugene, Oregon, reports on one local observance.
In a Springfield park, the Raging Grannies musical group sang about people killed by guns. Diane Peterson of Moms Demand Action says Springfield endured the Thurston school shooting 25 years ago, almost a year before the school shooting at Columbine High School in 1999. The shooter killed his parents and 2 students, and the community still contends with the aftermath.
Not all wounds are visible. Many more people have been touched by gun violence than any of us can possibly imagine.
Peterson adds Springfield also has one of Oregon's highest rates of suicide by firearm. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Springfield, Oregon.
Egypt's Suez Canal is back open to traffic. It was briefly closed today when a tanker transporting oil broke down while transiting from the Mediterranean to the Red Sea. Officials say navigation is now back to normal after 3 tugboats towed the tanker out of the way. This is NPR News.